Good morning, we're Kimi Chayel of Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning this Klal Yud Dalet, which deals with the Melach of Dosh, and we learned Simon Yud Beis, which talks about the issue of squeezing out liquids from cloth. We mentioned there's the concept of Ein Dishah L'Bidul HaKarka, and therefore if the material which one is squeezing out from is made of man-made materials, not Bidul HaKarka, there's not going to be an issue of Shechita the Raisa of Dosh to squeeze out liquid from that. We do want to clarify that it's only true in regards to the Shechita, which is and under the umbrella and the category of the Malacha of Dosh Mefarik. But Shechita, which is under the Malacha of Melaben, has no such limitation. Melaben applies even to something which is not Kedulei Karka. So in case you have a garment which is soiled, and there's water in it, and you squeeze the water out, by doing so, you're taking out some of the dirt. The person will be over, and he said the Raisa of Malabain, through the Shechita that he does it with there, even though the material is not Gedulei Karka. The Chayyarim will really go back to the Malacha of Malabain later on. When he deals with, under the cloud, he deals with the Malacha of Malabain, and we will never talk about some of the issues of how to clean things on Shabbos over there. But let's just set out now the different stages where we are grappling with the Malachas of Malabain, Shechita of Malabain, and Shechita of Dosh as we're going along. There is a concept in Halacha, number one, of Shiyusa is a Kibusa. Just soaking something in liquid already is considered cleaning it. So if you have something which is a garment which is dirty, and you put it into water, or you pour water onto it, you put it into a cleansing agent. So even though the person did not agitate it at all, did not rub it, did not squeeze it, just soaking it itself is going to potentially be malacha malabein. Does this apply to a garment which is clean? Is soaking a clean garment into water or pouring water into a clean garment, is that considered the malacha of malabein? Do you say shriyus is a kibusa? This is going to be a machloikis. We differentiate in Shriyus of Kibusoi into three types of materials. The materials which are hard, a person can take their dishes from the table, plastic dishes from the table, and put them into a chisel of water, a container of water. We do not say Shriyus of Kibusoi. This is referring to specifically something which is soft, like a cloth. So cloth, there's a count of Shriyus of Kibusoi. Something which is in the middle, the more talks about leather, we do not say shriyus is a kibus. Just soaking alone does not apply the concept of kibus, and that would apply therefore also to a plastic tablecloth, a soft plastic tablecloth, not the flimsy ones that you put on top, but a plastic cover which is made to stay from week to week on the tablecloth. That type of a thing is it's not a cloth. It's not made in a woven pattern. So you do not say shriyus is a kibus. However, even in those type of things, rubbing the parts together would be problematic. So if a person has a spill on the tablecloth and he wants some sticky substance and he wants to pour water there to loosen it, just putting water on that would be mutter. If it's a cloth tablecloth, pouring water there would be usser. The plastic tablecloth, which is made out of a single sheet, it's not woven, would be mutter. But to rub it strongly would be also even that case. If it's a hard surface, even rubbing it strongly, a person has a formica tabletop or a counter, granite counter, there's a spill that he wants to rub vigorously with water on the spot, that's going to be mutter. But that's the first issue. The first issue is soaking. The second issue, as we mentioned already now, is the idea of rubbing or some act of trying to rub the two sides of the garment together, rub it with your hands, etc. A third issue, as we discussed now, was before the concept of Shechita, squeezing out the liquid. And there are two things which happen at that point in time. It takes the dirt, which is in the garment, out, and it minimizes the amount of liquid which is there. Those are all under the Malach of Malabein. Then there is always the concern of Dosh, or a person squeezing out. In order to use the liquid, it would be Dosh D'Raisa. A person squeezing out not to use the liquid is not going to be Dosh D'Raisa.
And depending on the material, there might be other arguments why it's not considered dosh, because it's not truly absorbed. So when a person has a spill on Shabbos and they want to, let's say, wet something, so they pour water onto the spill, we might have a problem of soaking something when you're pouring water on the spill. If there is excess liquid in the tablecloth and you're trying to squeeze out that liquid, you might have a problem with schizo. If you're scraping and pushing down on it as you're trying to get the liquid out, that's a form of schizo. If the cloth that you're using to wipe is wet and you're squeezing liquid out of the cloth, you're doing schizo to get the liquid out to use that to help wipe, etc. So all these are different ways where you're going to have this halacha. Wetting the cloth itself, even before you squeeze it out, remains a problem with soaking, wetting the cloth. Is that going to be a problem? There might also be the issue of seveya, that there's a coloration taking place, which might be problematic. So all of these to have it taken into consideration. One last point I want to talk about, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Just touch on baby wipes slightly. Have a good day.